This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. A few years ago, Russell Thornburn was voted the first poet laureate of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The Marquette resident has been honored by the National Endowment for the Arts. He's the author of several books of prose and poetry. Thornburn reads from his newest collection, Somewhere We'll Leave the World.
Union soldier, after abandoning his battle, forgets everything, wading through the shallows. Bone, he thinks, clean right down to bone. That hole in him where he saw a bone. Then blood excused itself for being so bloody, and he fell naturally in a cornfield, where the ears heard a musket ball introduce the idea he might die today. And he remembers he's 30 years old and unmarried, and says his name to an audience of flies, not believing it's his own. To wade through this brushwork of weeds must be heaven, except for biting mosquitoes, which he discourages with a lit cigarette. Barefoot, he squishes mud up from umber shallows, the debris of a natural place combing through that disorder he brought with him, the water soothing to any other wounds he has forgotten, or dared crump down as his eye catches a dragonfly in the air. Its greenish cylinder built for unusual flight, hanging above the bog, where the stranger doffs a sweat-ridden Union cap in mid-smoke and exhales fluff enough to keep up with the nearby cigar-shaped cactails.
I'm glad you chose that poem. It was one of my favorites, although they're kind of all my favorites. And I was struck with how powerfully you are able to describe the experience of being in war. Obviously, you couldn't yourself have been in that war. And you also have some other poems with a character named Sergeant Reese that are incredibly realistic and powerful.
Well, it's very apt right now, you know, the Vietnam series on, which I've been watching every night, you know, especially there's some music called Wounded Soldier that plays throughout. But I didn't serve, but I was of the age in the lottery, in the anticipation and the worry of all that going on. But also, the Sergeant Reese poems comes from late night television with a movie, Hell is for Heroes, a Don Siegel film with Steve McQueen as Private Reese. And so I kind of borrowed a little bit from Steve McQueen. And for those intergenerational poems, the father, grandfather, and the grandson. And just found a voice there that spoke to me. In the Civil War Soldiers series is about healing. And I was the poet laureate of the UP a couple of years ago, maybe more like four, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to respond to nature in a different way. So I created this persona, this person who, in my head, came back from the war to heal. Then you hear about, you know, soldiers who have served in, you know, recently Iraq, Afghanistan, who have to take a wilderness walk to let it all out. And I said, oh yeah, that kind of makes sense. You know, there must have been Union soldiers who came up here and just to heal.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Thornburn's new poetry collection traverses both desert and snowy woods.
So this new collection that you have, Somewhere We'll Leave the World, how do you describe it?
It's my journey. It's my personal journey to these different places, to the desert, through the snow. It's the dreams that I have imagined along the way.
Hmm.
It's remembering music in Detroit, going to concerts for a mere pittance, really. And all that has stayed with me, and writing down Woodward Avenue on the bus, all that movement and travel and walking and wandering, I think that's there in the book. Also, the danger, you know, of being someone alive today. Don't really know what's going to happen in the world. it's a book of wandering and experiences as a young man. And
you have one of your books, Many Names Have Never Been Spoken Here, that was a kind of a collaboration with your son and his photography.
That was such a great joy to, it was my son's idea. He lives out in Los Angeles, and he works in the film industry there. And he said, you know, hey, Dad, can I use your name? Well, we can play together as artists, you know, in the Mojave Desert. And I said, sure, you know, I didn't think we were going to get it. But then, oh, okay, we got it. And so we spent over 2 weeks out in the desert. But we would trek out into the desert. He would take photographs. We'd walk across Soda Lake. It was like breaking bottles in the cracked ground, this prehistoric lake. I loved all that. I had all these people walking through my head, these different characters from like maybe Westerns or even Civil War, then just the imagery. And so, he would show me some of the photographs he had on his digital, and then he took, some other type of photographs. So it was a collaboration, and it was good, father-son bonding thing.
Now, you don't just write poetry. You also write prose and plays, radio plays. You have a folk rock band called Radio On, which I find when I read about that is very unique. Talk about that a little bit.
That's my deep love there is the music. And I have, it's a sextet, actually, and working with several young guitarists and two classical musicians who teach at the university, and so it's very eclectic. The one 12-string electric guitarist, think of Robert Fripp playing guitar behind some spoken word, and then in our rehearsals we would have all these creative ideas going back and forth, and so the poem I read is on our CD, which is on Bandcamp. So it really, in my mind, it really kind of loosens up the imagination totally. It takes me to a different place where I need to be, playing piano. Mm-hmm. We just had a concert. Well, it was in June. I was playing a grand piano at the community room at the library in Marquette with the classical, flute, violin, and, with electric 12-string.
Mm-hmm.
So all that comes together for me, the language, the music, and then, we share musical ideas, of course. And so it all makes sense to me to have, the words coupled with the music. It's just like I can't separate them in my head.
When you write, do you always have music on in the background?
I do a lot of editing with music, late at night. And the poems I've been writing lately, I think about them a long time. So yeah, music's playing in the car. And so music is an essential part of everything, whether it's in the car, I have the radio turned on, or I'm listening to YouTube with headphones and all that. So, each line is kind of like a musical idea in a sense. I hear the music, in the words when I'm reading them aloud back to myself. So, it's been a great journey and experience to work with all these people, and we're still doing it. We're going to do a second CD.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Russell Thorburn, the author of Somewhere We'll Leave the World. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.